from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick in Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
I want to tell you guys something that is going to blow your mind. Odell Beckham is hurt. I know. Hopefully you were sitting down when I delivered that news. Odell Beckham is going to miss at least the first 4 games of the season for the Miami Dolphins. He really is. You guys know that meme right now that's circulating the internet with Vince McMahon? You know the one where he's crying and he's telling him to cut the video recording? That's how I feel about the first couple years of Odell Beckham. It was one of those things, man, you just had to be there. You really did. You just had to be there. The first 3 years of Odell Beckham were amazing. They really were. And then it was over. It was over. First year as a rookie, he played in 12 games, had 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns, and made one of the greatest catches that we have ever seen. His second year, he was even better. 96 catches, 1,500 yards, 13 touchdowns. He then followed it up in 2016, 101 catches, 1,400 yards, 10 touchdowns. He was Justin Jefferson. Then he got hurt. Then his body started breaking down. Then he became just another guy. Then we got a chance to see that glimpse in the Super Bowl. You remember, he was playing well in that first half against the Cincinnati Bengals. He was looking like a guy that could have won Super Bowl MVP. I know Cooper Kupp eventually got it. No argument against that. I actually would have voted for Aaron Donald. Who cares now? Whatever. Cooper Kupp was certainly not a bad option for that Super Bowl. Odell Beckham was playing great in that Super Bowl. And then got hurt again. I know he's not the number one football what if we got to see that player stay healthy. There are certainly other options. I don't know if there's a whole lot better options, but there are certainly other options. Odell has to be at the top of the list. His first 3 years, 22, 23, and 24, he was amazing. He then got hurt in 2017, and he was never explosive like that again. He was never as dominant, never as productive as he was after that.
I mean, it is really a cautionary tale because I feel like sometimes with great starts, people just like shoo people into the Hall of Fame. Oh, he's a Hall of Famer. And Odell was on that trajectory. And it ended. Not ended because of injury, and that happens sometimes in the league, but it has been over for Odell for a while. Because you mentioned he looked good in the Super Bowl. Before that Super Bowl, he was just looking very pedestrian with the Rams. It just seemed like Sean McVay had 2 weeks to get him open a lot. And then he got hurt on the turf and just kind of done. What is Odell's legacy, though? Because,
the catch.
It's the singular catch. Let's be honest. He's had some, I don't know, issues might be the wrong term, but some off-the-field drama in his life. Remember the photo that all New York people got mad about on the boat? Then he had the photo where he was with the girl in bed that had some sort of white substance on the sheets, and people were like, what's that? And then, he fought the
kicking. I don't even know what it could have been. Now that you say it like that, I'm a little confused. Like, damn, what was it?
And then he had the fight with the kicking net. He's had some off-the-field drama's the wrong term, but stuff.
Oh, he did. Odell was never really the problem for me that he was for other people. I just think he was a young, emotional individual. I think he learned how to control that as he got older, and he's never had any serious off-the-field issues. I can live – I remember J.C. Pearson told me this, former NFL player. You guys remember J.C. Pearson. It is easier to turn a guy down than to turn a guy up. Whenever he got mad, it was always because I think Odell Beckham really wants to win, and I think he really cared. He just didn't really know how to communicate and voice that. I think we all have like a friend that way that he just gets all worked up and you got to kind of calm him down. Now, some people never get out of that phase of their life, and some people do. I think he turned the corner. He has started to turn things around. His body just wasn't able to be that player again. You know the comparison I would get for Odell Beckham? That's kind of how Penny Hardaway was. If you ask anybody that loves the NBA, 90s Penny Hardaway, man, that mixtape is incredible. You never really think about that mixtape wasn't really that long. It wasn't like a long stretch of basketball that you saw Penny Hardaway do it for like 8 years. Nah, that was like 2 years of Penny Hardaway. Like, that's what you really remember. Super marketable, the Nike campaign, Little Penny, all of those things. That's like a 2 year stretch of basketball. That's kind of like what it was for Odell. The Odell that you remember that was an undeniable top five receiver in the league. It's just 3 years.
Is he more Penny or is he more Grant Hill? Because you Google Grant Hill highlights, they exist. He could hoop. He just never – I'm talking about in the – and Odell Beckham went to LSU. He was a star at LSU. He was a big deal at a power school that we all followed, the way Grant Hill was. Now, Grant Hill may have been not nearly the extent of NBA time, but when Grant Hill was healthy, he was a productive NBA player. He just was never, ever healthy. Odell, after that 3 years, has been never, ever healthy.
Yeah, I think the difference is – I actually think Grant Hill was better for a lot longer than people remember his career. Like, he was injured, don't get me wrong. Did you know that he has made as many All-Star teams as Scottie Pippen? They have, and he has more first team and second team All-NBA than Scottie Pippen. Like, no one feels like Scottie didn't hit the highlight of his career. He obviously played with Michael Jordan, had a great career. Grant just played a lot longer than I think people remember him playing, and they just don't remember his career in that way because it was very disjointed. But he had a decent second half of his career. The other thing that I like to talk about before we get to back to the Kansas City Royals, Chico Borman's going to join the show here coming up in a bit. Yo, Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, they just got what the kids would call the bag. According to Variety, Travis and Jason Kelce have sold their podcast to Amazon Wondery for reported more than $100 million over the next 3 years. So it gives them exclusive ad and distribution rights by Amazon. So basically, they own the audio version of the podcast. They own the video of the podcast. I'm also imagining that they get some percentage of merch if they do a live tour. They help pay for it. They get a profit of the percentage just for a three-year deal. I'm imagining at the end of that 3 years, you go back to owning the podcast. You can either re-up with said company or you can just keep it and sell it to somebody else. So congratulations to them. You built something. They're about to start season three of the podcast in just a very short amount of time. They sold something for $100 million to Amazon. At this point, Travis Kelce going to make more money doing that podcast than he does playing football. Certainly, Jason Kelce is going to make more from doing this podcast than he is from ESPN and now being on television. So congratulations to them. An incredible deal. The reports come out that now Amazon owns the back catalog of podcasts with, again, exclusive rights to monetize, distribute the audio and video of it. I mean, that is the goal. You want to start a business, and then eventually it gets bought out by a Walmart, by an Amazon, by a major company. So congratulations to Travis and Jason as they have just sold their podcast.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.